This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK5HF again, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As you listen to this, we will be just opening the doors to day two of our 2018 annual convention. Hopefully day one, Saturday, has gone well and a few have gone home with new to them goodies in their hot little hands, or maybe gone home empty handed to a smiling wife having disposed of some item or items. Tick whichever applies. Joe, VK3YSP, and wife Julie were kept busy yesterday showing 12 eager kids how to build basic electronics kits and a few amateurs how to use lead-free solder. That will continue again today. The fox hunting is well into the closing stages, with the prize award ceremony starting at around 4:30 p.m. That will be followed by some interesting presentations, and then we will all troop into the other hall, where Surge members have been busy setting up for the famous Sunday night dinner. We sincerely hope that all those who have come along for the day or the weekend go home feeling that they have had a good time and have got their money's worth. Our thanks must go to all of the club members and some of their wives and girlfriends who have pitched in to help make this weekend the special one that it is. Well done to all. Once we have returned all the chairs and tables to their proper places and cleaned up the hall, we can turn our attention to some of the more mundane matters. We have a number of projects that still require our attention and we'll now be able to crack on and get them finished. Our repeater maintenance team have been racking up the kilometres and the hours, making sure that our extensive network is in top condition for this weekend. Colin, VK5DK, and Club President Peter, VK5KBF, lugged a very heavy 100 amp hour gel cell battery up all the ladders of the Mount Gambier Water Tower the other day to replace the two smaller units, one of which had failed. The IRLP is now back on the air, along with the 70 centimetre repeater, so that's all good. Many thanks, fellas. Well done. John, VK5DJ, has been busy writing code as he updates some of the repeater controllers of his own design, and his hard work is paying off with more reliability and greater capabilities for checking or changing functions via remote control. This results in less need to travel to repeater sites, which is a saving in both time and money for the maintenance team. Many thanks, John, for all your late nights and experimentation. David, VK5DG, continues to quietly work away on his multiple DXCC tallies, all using low power. His self-designed and built remote station over the border in VK3 continues to provide him with very RF quiet QTHs to operate remotely from. Hopefully, we will be able to persuade him to give us a talk on his setup in the not-too-distant future. David? I think that pretty well brings me up to date for the minute this week. Thank you to all those amateurs who have travelled quite big distances to join us for the weekend, and we wish you safe travelling on the home journey. The members of our group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next Tech Night on Wednesday the 20th of June will be a presentation by David VK5KK and Paul VK5AOS, and the topic will be Software Defined Radio. This will be followed by the mail out preparation to ex-members and amateurs in our geographic area. The July Tech Night will be on ATV and by Ian VK5ZD. The next fifth Wednesday will be on the 29th of August, venue and event to be advised at a later date. Work on the beacons is progressing steadily. John VK5NI and Paul VK5AOS are working towards the testing stage prior to reinstalling them on the tower. Any members without a club name badge can email me with their details on VK5MAK at wia.org.au. John VK5NI has requested that any member who can lend static or interactive gear for the demonstration use at the August Science Alive event to please contact him and discuss the suitability and the availability. I will be emailing to members a copy of an ACMA consultation paper on new approaches to amateur radio qualification arrangements. Check the timeline. Submissions are invited. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 4th of July. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night was a general meeting, and we had a very interesting lecture presented by Trevor, VK5NIX, and it was on the history of artificial satellites and how they work. So he had a very good heap of illustrations to show us just how the satellites stay up there and how the orbits are calculated and what all the different satellites do. And it was really good. And we even had a music video by Tom Lehrer, which was quite amusing. Haven't heard him for a long time. So thanks very much, Trevor. Everybody enjoyed that, and it was very informative. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 22nd of June, and it's our monthly tech night. So come along and find out some more interesting facts about amateur radio. And of course, there's also a fifth Friday night this month, and that means on Friday the 29th of June, there will be a fifth Friday night dinner, and I'll soon have a suitable venue, so stay tuned for that. Now, next month, July, will be the annual general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club. Yes, it's come around again, and it's on the auspicious night of Friday the 13th of July. So, once again, we'll be having a big feed on the night, and there will be the election of office bearers for the coming year to run the Northeast Radio Club. So we are looking around for some nominations, so if you think you can help out and run the Northeast Radio Club for the coming year, then throw your hat in the ring, and I'm sure we can find a fairly good, important job for you to do. And certainly some of the people that have been on the committee for a while would like a bit of a rest, so give consideration to nominating for the annual general meeting elections, which will be next month. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 22nd of June, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of July. The Ahar Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. Technical session for the 23rd of June will be a look at radio test gear that's handy around your shack, and July the 28th, the topic will be power supplies for ham radio. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. If you're not getting the AHARS group emails, it means we do not have your email address. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, who has been sorting out the AHARS database that's got into quite a mess over the years. Please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au with your email address if you're not getting the AHARS group emails. Rest assured your email address will be kept confidential, as all group emails are sent out as blind carbon copies that do not display the recipient's email addresses. The topic for the June the 21st general meeting will be on 21 centimetre radio astronomy, presented by Bill Cowie and Philip Locke, who have set up equipment to monitor these signals. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on the AROCP questions, and on August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have time to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you've joined AHAS in the last 2 or 3 years and did not receive a welcome to AHAS pack, or you have not received confirmation of your membership, email Trevor, VK5NIX, at tmolde@internode.on.net. We are in the process of reprinting these packs, and they should be available soon. Many thanks to Barry, VK5BW, and his merry band of helpers. Repairs to the repeater tower is progressing well and may be hoisted at Crafers in 2 or 3 weeks, weather permitting. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, over this Queen's Birthday long weekend, many AREG members are actively supporting the River Paddle Marathon up in the Riverland between Berry and Morgan. Other members are also attending the Southeast Radio Group's annual Fox Hunt weekend event down at Mount Gambier. We trust all members enjoy themselves over this weekend. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 15th of June, at the Redbeds Community Hall, Fulham, the doors opening at 7:45 p.m. The program for the evening has not been confirmed and locked in at this time, so please check the AREG webpages early in the coming week for updates and the evening's program. Further information will be posted on the club's webpages at areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.